Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson, and of course I join you and Madam Oral in welcoming and thanking the delegation of the African Union Commission on International Law and their secretariat that is accompanying them. We were just having the pleasure of the cooperation visit with the Inter-American Juridical Committee earlier this week, and it's fascinating to me to listen and hear the rich array of activities and the important accomplishments of the AUCIL in the very short existence it's had. I mean, the Inter-American Juridical Committee has been the oldest body. There you have the International Law Commission, and of course now AUCIL, with all the extensive outcomes that you've produced in terms of what you shared with us. I note that we have a number of colleagues on the list, so I'll try to be very brief, and essentially we'll endorse fully this idea of deeper engagement. And maybe the shade to add to that is that it already came up in the discussion earlier this week, and I was very pleased to hear that already the AUCIL is engaging with the Inter-American Juridical Committee, ALCO, and other bodies, and I think adding the ILC would be a good thing on both sides, mutually beneficial. I'll just pick up on one aspect that I actually had posed in relation to the Inter-American Juridical Committee, which I'm grateful to you in addressing, as well as a challenge in terms of increasing state participation. So as African members of the Commission, as an African member of the Commission, one of the impetus I've had is to see how we can encourage more African state participation in the work of the Commission, for the reasons that you, Professor Geldich, and you, Professor Jimba, highlighted in terms of an African perspective on international law. And part of that has happened very much at the formal level in terms of briefings and exchange of views and making sure, for the reasons of capacity that you highlighted, the delegations are aware of the work of the Commission and so on. And you mentioned that you have that challenge as well. And I wondered, given your mandate, which is quite extensive and in very many ways closely modeled on that of the ILC, but includes an advisory component, to what extent might it give you the opportunity, much as ALCO had done in the past, to take up ILC topics, especially when you're working on something similar, to enlighten and share your perspective on those topics. So the piracy issue was mentioned, and that's a really important topic for Africa, and now it's here, unsurprisingly led by an African member in the Commission, but also the emerging issues that Madam Gavautelesh highlighted. We have been in discussions, and it's a public knowledge, about pandemics, and I'm fascinated to hear that you're already working on something on pandemics at the regional level. So in short, could there be a role for AUCIL in engaging substantively with us for our own mutual benefit, but also looping in the African states, because that could help increase the participation on both sides, and it could be mutually beneficial for us? I have a lot of other questions, but I'll stop there so that colleagues would have a chance to ask you questions, and of course you to answer. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to have you here.